Force. Welcome back to the T-Muggers Podcast for episode 120.
Damn.
Jump right into the podcast. Hey, everybody. Wow. How you doing?
Hi.
That was unexpected.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
What just happened?
Hold on. I need a retry, please.
You need a mulligan?
Yeah.
No mulligans on the podcast.
Fuck.
All right. God,
you just go use a key because you live here.
This is a pro league. No mulligans.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Step up my game then.
Alex, I'm going to need you to put the chips down.
Eat them.
No one else is eating them.
That ain't baby.
I was.
Shit, I thought everybody was going to eat the chips.
I didn't get a share.
Not even get a share. No, you wouldn't share.
That's a bitch move.
That's what we call bitch chips.
Like those.
Oh, then Alex can eat those all he wants.
The only bitch chips when he's not sharing them. How are you guys? How is everybody?
Tired.
Tired. Why are you tired?
I am tired.
Why are you tired?
Because he's a bum.
Oh, are they just instinctively tired?
Yeah. He's always tired.
Genetically engineered to be
He wakes
tired.
Up, he's like, ah, fuck, I'm tired.
Is anybody else really tired?
Man, this day is just dragging on.
Been up for hours. Seconds, even.
Seconds, even.
Nah, just work.
For a couple of seconds. Work.
Yeah, they're doing some new stuff where they're making, like, they're putting one less cook, so.
Oh,
it's the double time.
They're doing this new thing where.
This thing where they fuck me, you know?
That's where not they don't new. Give a lot of people hours.
They're doing a good job at it.
Nah, it's going great.
I'm having a lot of fun.
It's a phase they're going through.
They'll grow out of it.
No, they won't.
I really hope so.
This isn't a growth spurt?
I don't know anymore. I'm giving up hope little by little. I just go in and I'm like, alright.
What do you want me to do?
Actually, my biggest problem is this weather over here. I don't know what's going on. But I keep getting nosebleeds, and I don't like it.
Ooh. You're going to have an aneurysm.
Probably.
Don't say that.
I keep getting them. Like, it's ridiculous. I stayed home. Like, I literally, like, my 3 days off that I had, I stayed inside. I played video games. I didn't go out once, you know? Then, like, the one...
like, I'll say, you know, you're painting a really bad picture.
No, it was my day off. Shut up.
Okay. That's your problem right there.
It was my 3 days off, okay? Shut up.
Hey, it was my 3 days off. I worked a lot. I did a cut. I think I did a double somewhere around there. So I earned it. I was like, I'm not doing anything. I mean, yeah, that was my goal. That was my goal. I went in there knowing I'm not doing anything. But I don't know what it was today. I got in the car, literally drove like 20 seconds away from my house, and just blood gushed out of my face.
It's all that fresh air. You're just not
so I was sitting there. It was a different scenario. It was
air pressure.
I'm just there in my room.
So clean out here.
But I don't know what it was, man. It sucked. I had to sit there and like drive, and like luckily I have a first aid kit in my car, and I had gauze pads, so I just took one of the gauze pads and like just shoved it in my nose and kept driving. Because it's got to be on the go.
Yeah, apparently.
But I blame Texas. It's Texas weather. It's because like I don't know. I don't even.
You bleed from your nose from the weather.
Probably.
Altitude and air pressure changing?
And cocaine?
Probably.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if like Jose's case, he's just driving.
Dude, I don't even know anymore. I have, like, they burn the vessels in my nose, like, and I just it keeps coming out. They don't care.
Who burned them?
The doctor.
Why is he burning you?
Because I used to get him.
Talk to him?
I used to get him bad, dude. Doctor had to, like, it's like a procedure they do, like, they burn the vessels.
Carterizing.
Yes, have you been putting anything in your nose? Cocaine.
Nothing but cocaine.
Whole bunch of coke.
I don't know what happened, doctor. I had 3 days off and I just was playing video games. I didn't leave the house. I just ate pizza and I did a lot of coke and I'm bleeding all over. I don't know what's going on.
Wait. I didn't have pizza. But I
hold on now.
Wait, no, it was
wait, I was my name.
I had pizza. Nobody the first day.
Oak maybe.
Not once did I ever have pizza.
How dare you?
Dude, I cook my own food, man. I've been having, like, the best meals. Adrian's been... I've been like, hey, Adrian, look what today's meal is.
Yeah, and I have to sit there and listen to
the like, the one day was ribeyes and steak, like, a ribeye steak with eggs for breakfast. And then I did, like, the next day was, like, a shrimp Cajun pasta. Like, it was good.
Jose, your passion for food is the biggest double-edged sword in the fucking entire world, because it's great. You can cook. It's fantastic. If we were there, that'd be great.
And it's terrible in the office,
because you could cook for us, and we can have a barbecue every week and stuff like that. And it's so shitty listening to you talk about food. Yeah, all this amazing stuff. And then we're not there.
I had shrimp Cajun pasta. What's up? Yeah.
I had nothing but Coke and pizza for the last 3 days.
I had a bowl of cereal.
I was licking caviar off some girl's ass the other day.
Fucking awesome. But besides the point, I get no ribs.
How are you guys? What did you guys have for dinner? I had a can of soup, you son of a bitch.
I'm so sorry. No, I feel bad.
I feel bad.
No, I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I could cook. I didn't mean for this.
You should be. You're killing us.
So yeah, my 3 days were great. Texas weather sucks. I don't know what this is, man, and it's bothering. It's annoying. I missed out on 30 minutes of work because I didn't clock in.
Have you called the mayor?
No.
Get me the mayor of Texas. Tell him to shut off the weather.
Give me the mayor of Texas, America.
I don't like this. Nope, he didn't.
So we're going to have barbecues like every single day when we have the office,
absolutely,
right?
Not every single day, goddamn.
We will all.
Okay, no. All right, so what I heard just now
attendance at the barbecue is mandatory.
That we get... No. This is what I just heard. That we're garnishing Alex's wages to pay for barbecues every day. That's what I just heard.
Right. I have wages?
I'm okay with this.
I'm okay with everybody. Vote aye.
Aye.
There you have it. The board has spoken. Alex's wages will be garnished.
They're keeping all of you fed.
For some damn good barbecue.
To pay for barbecue every day.
It'd be like the end of every Fast and Furious movie when they have the barbecue.
Right? I know. We need a bunch of Coronas then.
I got that.
Okay, we're garnishing Jose's wages for Coronas.
Nope, no we're not.
You already said it.
Jose.
Everybody who would agree? Aye.
Aye.
The board has spoken.
Let me tell you something. Guess we're not cooking barbecue.
That's okay. We'll take out your wages and hire somebody.
That's what we just said.
Now
we gotta pay for an outside chef. Now this is also coming out of your wages. Jose, we need team player here.
No.
I don't understand why you're arguing with that. Just saying.
Agents, listen, Jose, don't ruin this for
you
me.
You know what? The honest truth is my wages will probably be spent on beer, so okay. Fair enough.
We're saving you a step. We're just taking it directly out of your check.
Well, then.
Just pay me.
If that's the case, though, we're on Coronas and I want to get a step. In my office.
We'll get like a bunch of little mini kegerators.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Have a good mini bar. But it's not so... It's like a pony bar. Because it's bigger than a mini bar, but it's smaller than a regular bar. Call it a pony bar.
Just a regular bar.
Nope.
Oh.
Then we won't have room for the ball house.
Well, fuck.
You didn't think about that, did you?
Now you're regretting
about that. Damn, you guys are just throwing that shit.
They're thinking it through.
We got it all planned out. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We start with the ball house and then expand from there.
Okay.
That's the key component.
As long as there's a slide going in.
I want to buy a Toro because I know how to work them now. I know how to set those up and everything. And see, and I'll learn
Pokemon.
You want a Taurus?
Oh god, I froze.
Are you trying to say Taurus?
He wants
a No, like a, the mechanical bull.
Oh.
Get us a mechanical bull, and then by the next by next week, I should learn how to get everything set for one of those water bounce houses.
Get us water a wet t-shirt contest. Wet t-shirt contest.
Only with Terry in it.
Woo! I'm so wet! Barbecue time!
There you go. I feel like the office is not going to have a lot of things to get. Like, we have too much stuff to not be productive.
That's it.
We're gonna have nothing but kegerators.
Kegerators and barbecue. Every desk has a tap.
No work's gonna get done.
We'll be just
every episode's gonna be like, "Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast."
Fuck you.
Yeah, we're done. It's
so loud right now,
Maria.
I think it'll work out.
We got a bright future ahead of us.
Of course.
I think so.
I know so.
Damn. Terry's saying it as a definite.
Oh, nope. Please don't do this again. Okay, thank God.
I'm sorry. I won't do it ever again.
Oh, we finally made it to the queue.
Have fun.
I will try.
Okay.
So, Terry, you're 50.
I sure am.
Adrian, you're 50.
What?
Adrian, you're 50.
Three times.
Three 50s.
Jesus Christ.
Terry has two. He just chooses not to get the second
it's
one.
It's like RO for Adrian all over again.
Well, remember, when you level the... You do Summoner, you get Scholar, and vice versa.
Yeah. When you level an Arcanist, you get two jobs for the price of one, so...
Wait, it levels both?
Yes, yeah. It
does. Why?
Because that's the main job that differentiates both of them, so...
Like, Arcanist is both...
Like, right now, Terry, if he wanted to, he just needs to get his Conjurer to 15,
yeah,
and then...
Switch.
And he can have a level 50 Scholar, basically. That's it.
It's the only
and
class
I would
that
have
kind
no
of
no idea how to play it.
That's okay.
But I would get those heal cues.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, that's, like, the only... I mean, they're gonna have double... Like, all classes are gonna double in soon enough, you know, but... As of now, it's, like, just that class.
Mm-hmm. But then, yeah.
What level is Hobbit?
38? No. Like 30-something. He hasn't been playing. He's been watching Titan, apparently. So
he's been watching Titan? He doesn't have time to play?
Yep. He's like,
Is his mind being blown?
He goes,
he learned how to read?
He has to read, so he's like, I can't do both. You're asking too much of me.
Yeah. His excuse is he gets home, he gets tired, and then he just wants to lay down and watch something, and that's it. So.
Yeah.
So.
I don't
believe all I know is...
Yeah.
I'm going to hit my 50, and then... I got to tank the world.
You're going to get 50 tonight.
No, I got to work in the morning.
Oh.
Damn.
Listen.
He already laid you out, Terry.
I went from 40... Like, 46 and a half to 50 in like 3.5 hours.
Hopefully they don't kill the fucking labs again. Maybe.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
Maybe I'll be in.
Is that, and at 48 you'll have a bunch of quests to do.
Yeah, he started those already.
Yeah, I did the ones at 46, like, so I'm already good to go.
So you're gonna hit 50 tonight.
I'm gonna try, but I gotta set myself a limit.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Well, I'm gonna do my best, Terry. I'm gonna try not to let you down.
You're already
already let him down.
Oh, then I can't. Then all is lost.
Yeah, that's okay.
Excuse me. What did you say to me? I feel like you're saying words to me, but it can't be because it sounded like crazy talk.
It's just today seems like the day that people are going to troll DD, and it's just...
Yeah, but that's like once every hour, so...
Exactly. My heart breaks once every hour.
Yeah.
Damn, how many hearts do you have?
A lot.
You got the same one. It's just broken in a lot of different places.
It breaks, and it kind of fixes itself, and then an hour passes, and then...
It's got a lot of cracks in it.
I'm finding the Chupacabra. What the hell?
I know a saying about black people.
No, you don't.
and crack.
Stop it.
It's a good combination. What?
I'm sorry.
I feel awkward right now.
Shut up. Is it because you're black?
No.
I wasn't talking about you. No. I was talking about the other black man. It's cold in here.
My ears are burning. Someone must be talking about me.
Now I wonder what they're saying.
I hope it's nice.
Nope.
It's damn. Not. I wish I could tell you it was nice.
Never will be.
Oh.
So we've been playing a lot of Left 4 Dead lately.
We have been playing a lot of Left 4 Dead.
And it's been fun.
How come?
Because it's a fun game. Why? I don't understand why everybody neglects it.
Yeah, it's a fun game. Jose, you know it's a fun game. Coach came from fucking Left 4 Dead. You tell me you forget about Coach already?
Of course he has.
You put him in the closet? You put
Coach in the closet? I gave up on that life a long time
ago. He's not there. I was really disappointed that I couldn't bring Coach to Disney.
You had a song and everything.
I know, I was so ready. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna be Coach. We're gonna have a Coach song to go and we'll go to Disney, and then nope. Everything was just...
I wouldn't
mind bringing Coach back for a bit. I mean, I know it's wanted.
I was watching some of the old TMLPs, and goddamn, Coach was funny. Jose, you're not funny. Coach is funny.
I'm so sorry.
Where's Coach?
Bring back Coach.
I apologize. It's Coach's...
But we got a bunch of new maps. Like, we're gonna hit up that Mayan one pretty soon, hopefully. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm down. We went to Disneyland, which is pretty sweet.
Listen, that place sucked besides Splash Mountain.
Terry didn't get to go to Disneyland.
I didn't get to go anywhere.
It's okay, you didn't miss much.
I missed Disneyland.
Listen.
Excuse me, I missed
that's
Disneyland.
That's kind of a big deal for me.
Whatever. You missed Splash Mountain. You didn't miss anything else. Oh, maybe the Tiki Room. That's it.
God, the Tiki Room. Ah,
Tiki Room.
So.
I definitely want to bring Coach back, but I just need a freaking map that'll give Coach to me.
We played one. Did you guys ever beat that one that we were playing the other day?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, the one that you bailed on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we did it.
Did it.
It was super easy, too, right after you left.
And freaking Dwight closed the doors on me. So I stayed with Dwight to repopulate the world, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
technically speaking.
Lewis got out of there.
Yeah, technically speaking, Adrian and I died, but...
Whatever. Just making kids.
It's fine. We hung back to keep that place safe.
Step over your bodies and carry on towards the future.
That's a difficult map, though, man.
That was fun.
That was a very difficult map. That was in Death and Fall?
Death,
fallen, death.
Fallen and death, fall is death in. And fallen or something.
Yeah, not fallen, but
it was
fall in
death.
Death, yeah. Super difficult. The dude just didn't care. Play it on if you like Left 4 Dead, want to play a custom map, try that one and play it on normal, and you will hate it, and you probably won't play again for a while. But I don't know.
The
good
maps are really good.
Yeah, no, they've really stepped up their game.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. I like it. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for it.
And I've been looking into making us a custom resource pack for that.
You know, I've been looking at Rayman Legends for us. It's a 4-player co-op.
Yeah, is it on PC though?
Yeah,
I think it's just
Rayman Legends on PC. Really.
It's on Steam. Like, you can buy it. It's there, and it looks... I mean, there's some cool mini-games, like... I mean, of course, you saw the Game Grumps one where they did that, like, that soccer one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Rayman Legends. $40, though.
Yeah, man, it's, I mean, new game status, but...
Did it just come out recently?
Yeah.
Yes.
For PC, anyways.
I've been hearing good things about it.
No, yeah, it's basically 4-player, like, co-op of just fun.
Yeah, it looks fun. I watched the Achievement Hunter dudes do it, and... It looked like fun. Any game where the you know all four of you share the same screen type of deal like this, it's crazy time.
Yeah, I'm a little sad because when we were all doing things with the Wii, we could have played that new Super Mario Brothers, which would have been hilarious, but it doesn't have online.
And no net play, which is stupid. But if that emulator ever worked, you probably could play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that thing does not want to work.
There's a demo for Rayman Legends. Maybe there could be like a little four-player thing on there. Never know.
Maybe. You never know. Yeah, you never know how open...
It looks good, I mean, for a Rayman game, which hasn't been good for...
Well, they tried to go crazy with it, just like, you know, any other series, or they try to push it in a new direction, and people are like, no, this is why we don't... We
Sonic. Sonic.
Sonic being a key example of that, yeah.
What were you doing, Sonic?
Well, they got thinking of that Generations. It's pretty good.
It was a thank you. It was like the other one I played on the Wii, like... The one where you don't really...
We don't talk about those.
The Wii ones? Oh, God.
Or Sonic Unleashed, like, well, what's going on there?
I want to talk about it.
We can't hear you.
Oh.
Da-da-da-da. Throw it in.
Okay, Didi's up.
Apparently. And you want to know, as soon as you said that, I looked for it.
I'll let you know how my journey goes.
That Chaos World or whatever the hell it's called looks pretty good though.
Lost World. Mm-hmm. Looking good.
I'm the only thing I'm worried about that is the mock sections. Because Sonic 06's mock sections.
They have never been that bad until that game.
Yeah.
After that, it was fine.
Okay.
I'm more worried about like the voice acting. They've never been good.
Nah, come on.
Painful.
They did great.
There ever been a Sonic where someone came out of that and said, the story a storyline of that was awesome?
Never. I don't think ever.
So I liked it for Sonic Adventure.
Meh. Meh. Alex, looks like you're losing this vote.
I know, whatever.
You're losing the crowd, man. You gotta hype them up.
For a Sonic storyline, it was pretty good.
Pretty good.
I don't know. I didn't think that Sonic ever had a storyline. I didn't play a whole lot. I played one of the 2D ones.
They have a bunch of different ones. Like, they have the story... timeline or whatever, the one where he turns into like a knight.
Why is Sonic a knight?
That sounds terrible already.
Are you talking about Meta Knight?
I don't know. What?
Are you talking about Meta Knight? He's not, that's not Sonic.
What?
That's Kirby.
That's Kirby.
Oh,
if you were confused, Alex.
Curveball.
It's okay, I get confused a lot too. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, you should be ashamed.
Well,
yes.
Continue with your story.
I don't know what I was saying anymore.
something about Meta Knight.
Oh,
and how cool he is.
Yeah, how much you like Meta Knight?
Well, shut up about Meta Knight.
Or Sonic, I don't know.
Meta Knight Sonic.
You were saying something about the Black Knight game.
They have like a bunch of different storylines, and that's one of them. Like, if you look on the back of the box, it says something.
A little storybook thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was only the two. There was the Secret Rings, and then that one.
Which I'm assuming that's like an ongoing thing they're trying to do.
No. It was just the two, and then they stopped. Because they are awful games.
Yeah, good.
Good. We don't talk about
you have those, and then I don't know where the rest fit in. I know there's Adventure and Adventure 2. And then, I don't know where Sonic Unleashed fits in. I've never played Sonic Unleashed.
Maybe it fits somewhere.
And colors, and I don't know. They're just doing whatever they want now.
Well, they were, and now they're kind of reeling it in now.
Yeah, like, hey, you know what? You remember when we used to make money?
I miss those.
They're like, no.
They made money? What?
Yeah, there was a time where Sega made money.
Oh, yeah, Sega made a ton of money back in the day.
Yeah.
Then the Dreamcast happened. Dreamcast was great, but it didn't sell well.
They had to go with these ideas and be innovative and see what it got them.
Yeah, it was ahead of its time is what it was.
As that, and it was way too easy to pirate the games. You could literally just burn the game, and that would be it.
Yeah.
Good old Dreamcast.
Yeah, that's why. That's the main reason why it failed. Because no one bought games for it, because they would just pirate them.
America.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure America wasn't the only one behind it, Jose. Everybody jumped on that bandwagon.
But we knew it was free. We're like, yep, not paying for anything. Mm-hmm. Then we saw the company fall down. We're like, what happened?
Free? That's the exact amount of money I have.
Sega's like, we're broke. And we're like, what's going on? How are you broke?
You're selling Dreamcast, right?
Everybody's talking about it.
Talking about how to pirate it.
Yeah. Hey, man. That's the Miley Cyrus approach right now.
Oh, Miley. She needs to stop.
Yo, Jose, shut up. Honey. She's doing it, all right?
She needs
she's
to stop.
Big.
She's doing it big.
She needs to stop. A sledgehammer does not need to get licked like that.
Did you guys see the Nicolas Cage version?
Yes.
Ah, how awesome is that?
There's a Nick Cage version?
Okay, I'm gonna find
I feel
it.
Like when it comes to Nicolas Cage versions of things, I don't even see the original one. And
really?
There's like fucking Nicolas Cage version of current events.
Current events.
Well, you've been to One True God, haven't you?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, hold on.
See the Nicolas Cage version?
I cannot do links right now.
Well, yeah, everybody else that can do links, there you go. Reddit.com subreddit One True God.
I take it that's Nicolas Cage.
It is Nicolas Cage. Right. It is all Cage.
All Cage all the time.
Yeah. 58,000 people in the subreddit.
One True God. This is the GIF thing.
The what?
The thing with the wrecking ball. And Nicolas Cage.
Oh, is it on there?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, no, there's a video.
What
there's
the
video,
hell?
There's
am
video,
I watching?
Too.
Where's video?
I'm finding it, sorry. I'm trying to type quiet.
That's never gonna happen.
Go ham.
That and I don't have a direct video of it. Hold on. Ah, here we go. Oh, gotta mute that. Sorry, everybody that was listening.
I don't get it though. Why Nicolas Cage?
Because they could.
It's fucking Nicolas Cage, man.
Oh god. Oh god, when he's naked.
Oh
that's
yeah.
So wrong.
It's fantastic.
Nah, it's so right.
Oh, Nick Cage.
He's the one true god, man, for a reason. He fits in anywhere and everywhere. Oh, damn.
He's a goddamn chameleon.
I have no idea what I just watched, but what that was kind of disturbing.
Listen, don't overthink it. Just embrace it.
I didn't think. That's the problem.
What's wrong with
it? It's, I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever.
There was no words. There's no words that can describe that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it is what it is.
He's the one
the greatest, you mean?
You don't need to make sense of this, okay? This is just the way the way the world is.
Yeah, apparently.
This is the world now. Nicolas Cage all the time.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Nick Cage. Nick Uncaged. Unplugged. Uncaged. Nick Cage. Nicolas Cage. 24/7. There you go. What were we talking about before this?
We were talking about get lost Sonic. In Nicolas Cage.
We were talking about Sonic, and then you guys brought up. Miley Cyrus.
I brought up Miley Cyrus because she was being an attention whore slut, but it's working for her.
Because she's licking things that don't need to be licked.
she's just being crazy for the sake of being crazy because it's getting.
I don't think she knew how to use that sledgehammer. Call me crazy.
I don't think that's how you're supposed to use that, Miley. Miley, what are you doing?
Miley, don't lick that.
Miley,
stop it.
No.
Stop. No. Stop.
Stop. Then reprimand. Miley, stop. We don't lick those.
Spray her with, like, Tabasco sauce or something. Like, no. Stop it.
Tabasco sauce. Jesus.
I'm sure that was an awkward day for the guys that recorded because she just, you know what I mean?
I can imagine being like the camera operator guy, like as like she's doing the like swing with the wrecking ball or whatever, and she's like holding on to the chain. He's like, the fuck is wrong with this girl?
I want to know who's the one that directed that video. It's like, okay, Miley, who's going to have rape? You're going to go on a wrecking ball, right? You're going to be butt naked. That's it. That's the whole video. And she was like, that sounds great.
I thought it through. What do you think? We make this happen?
I'm going to find out who the director is, and we're going to be able to put some blame on someone.
Someone needs to get yelled at.
God forbid it's Miley.
Yeah, for real.
She
directed her own video.
She was a victim in all this. That man needs to go to jail. He made her do it.
Oh. Here, the Wrecking Ball video is directed by the ever-controversial fashion photographer Terry Richardson.
Ah, Terry did it.
Terry! Is that one dude? Dude with the glasses?
No, listen. Blaming other people. Stop blaming other people.
No, Terry, you're right. Yes.
The guy with the glasses. Yeah.
The weird glasses.
Yeah,
like the super old man glasses. Yeah, huh.
You know what would have been weird though if it was directed by Billy Ray.
It's like you go.
You know damn well where that man stopped being a parent for her.
That would have just got really awkward. He's like, "Come on, Miley, listen to your daddy."
Mom, baby,
you put me
get up on this wrecking ball.
Yeah, do it for daddy.
Now lick it. Lick it. Lick it, Miley. Lick the wrecking ball.
Lick that big ball.
That's a stupid girl, yes.
Your daddy's a little dumbass, aren't you?
You're going to be the next Britney Spears. I'm going to run you into the ground.
Oh, God. This is a terrible conversation.
I'm looking like when you Google Terry Richardson and you move to the photos. It's because he's a photographer. It's all his photos type of things. That's what he looks like, by the way. Man, it's just the stupidest pictures, man. He's a great photographer. His content, not so much. Not for me, anyways. Not my.
He needs to stop. Art
world. Yeah.
It's pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I think that would be like the only like type of director that could direct something of this nature. Like one of those just those art people. You know, the art photographers, the artists. It's like Miley.
We're going to make the art today.
I'm going to make it beautiful. Beautiful in ways you've never seen.
That's right.
First, we're going to strip you down. And we're going to put you on a wrecking ball.
Oh, it's so rebellious.
And we're going to swing you. You'll go left. Then swing to the right. And then you'll go left again. Lick the chain.
That wrecking ball now?
That shit up on eBay.
Right?
I was like, butt-ass naked Miley on this. Give me 50 bucks.
Yeah, 50 bucks. 50 bucks. It's funny. Speaking of 50 bucks, on Reddit the other day, I randomly came across someone that was talking about Star Wars again. And it was the picture of that one guy, Terry, that has, like, no sleeves. And so he's wearing, like, a tank top. And they said the title of it was, like, there's one thing that I've learned about Star Wars so far, and it's this. And it's a picture of that guy with the text above. It says, like, no, a basket full of old used gym socks? That's a Chris $50 bill right there.
Bill right there.
It's a Chris $50 bill right there. It's funny.
That guy's dumb.
It's great. He gets one like big break, and then he just started doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like baseball cards or something. Which, granted, you know, if done right, I guess they could do it.
Oh, he did it right.
He did it the only way he knew how.
Big.
Fucking big. He did it for 50 bucks.
He got that $50 bill.
So, how are you guys?
Oh, we're doing that.
We're on the grind.
I don't know. I think you and I are the only people that can talk about Storage Wars.
Yeah, pretty much.
I saw a couple episodes,
I just remember the one of the Nintendo guy. This is the first Nintendo mod.
The Nintendo 001.
Yeah,
look, it says right there. See? No.
He's got to make it dark, but yeah, that guy killed himself. That's the only reason I found out about him.
He killed him? Wait, what?
Yeah.
I think I heard about that, actually.
The Nintendo guy killed himself?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I did not hear about this. Can you explain?
That's like how I heard about it. They were like, dude, Storage Wars killed himself. Like, that was the headline. Like, it was like, Nintendo guy killed himself, pretty much. And it was just that.
Nintendo guy. Hey, remember that Nintendo guy? Yeah, no, he did.
Oh,
got a little dark, but yeah, that's how I found out about like that guy. I've seen a couple episodes. I mean, it's extreme because I would never put that much money down. And like, I would never put that down because like where I live, I'm like, what am I gonna find?
You might find some bodies.
I know.
Can't sell those.
Texas.
I can't move dead bodies. Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, apparently that guy was already pretty, like, unstable. Like, on
Which
drugs.
Which guy was that?
It was, like, the Cuban dude that, like...
He had, like, the greasy slick...
And he had a ton of money.
Yeah. He was so happy for that Nintendo. He was like, yo.
He was, like, on one show, wasn't he?
He's on, like, one or two. He was on two. I saw him in another one.
Because I think I saw that Nintendo episode. Like, he got really excited about it, and, like...
Yeah.
He went
to the game store and he was like, this is a piece of shit.
No. This is a regular ass Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah.
It's covered in shit. I don't want it.
Yeah.
He's like, this is filthy. Get this out of my store.
How dare you?
Yeah.
See, that button is not supposed to be brown.
and what
it's
is
not
a
the brown button?
What is a Memtendo? Why is there two M's there, and not N's?
Mm-hmm. Sir, I'm calling the police.
I must ask you to leave now.
He's like, well, I will be leaving now. I'm embarrassed.
I guess I'll leave. I mean, I guess.
I guess.
Can you give me a $50 bill for it?
I will trade my socks.
I have this basket of dirty socks. What will you give me for that?
$50. Come on. $50 bill. Just give it. Come on. Give it to me.
No.
Come on.
It's so weird how the only time we ever watched that show was in like hotels.
Oh, and how often was it on?
Like all the time.
All the time.
Always a marathon.
Wait, what?
I know, I'm like...
That's like the only time we've ever, like, watched Storage Wars was when we've been to, like, hotels.
And it was a weird, like, year because we were in hotels twice.
Yeah, like twice. We were doing twice within like 6 months. The Landfest, mm-hmm. and we watched Storage Wars.
Yep.
And then Ryan's wedding, and we watched Storage Wars. And we were late because we were watching Storage
Wars.
Because
we were watching Storage Wars. We were like 15 minutes late to the...
Like, wait, just gotta finish this episode.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking stupid.
It's funny, too, because we would have made it, too, if the new episode... If an episode that we hadn't seen didn't come on. Yeah. Like, it's always a marathon, so it's always, like, old episodes that you never see, or you see over and over, and you're like, okay, we'll just watch this one real quick. And then we had, like, 10 minutes to spare, 10 or 15 minutes to spare to make it there on time. And then right after that one came on that none of us have seen. Yeah, it was just like, we'll just wait it.
Well, we didn't know we were going either, and we were waiting for a text from Ryan.
That's who. Well, yeah, I mean, but we got that information even within time to make it. And we were still late. Not that it mattered, though, because we still got there, and, like, we had to wait a long time to...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wait out in the heat.
Oh, God.
That was bad. There was no shade.
I feel worse for Ryan because he was...
Yeah, he had to stand out in the sun.
Full black suit. I guess it's a suit. It's not a tuxedo. It's a suit. And he had those shiny shoes, the mirror shoes that were basically like baking his feet.
I thought it's terrible.
Mirror shoes?
Yeah, they were like super shiny shoes, but they would like concentrate the heat into his feet.
Well then,
yeah,
he stuck it out.
He did, and he had to stay there even after the wedding ceremony
for all the pictures and
pictures.
Stuff. Yeah.
He did it. He did it with a smile and sweat.
A lot of sweat. It was gross.
Mhm. But it was man sweat, you know.
Mhm. It's getting married sweat.
That's married sweat right there.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have never seen an episode outside of a hotel?
No, we
have.
Yeah,
but I mean,
the frequency that we saw it in hotels was 100%.
Yeah, every time we go to a hotel, it would be on, yep. And we would watch it because, yep. Come on, Storage Wars.
Yeah.
And then I ended up catching up with it. It was, I think it's still on Netflix, like streaming.
Probably.
Last I saw, they only had the one season though. I'm sure there's more.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, good show.
It's good at first, but then after you watch it a while, you understand the formula, and then you realize that, oh, this is staged.
Because, yeah, well,
yeah.
Life is definitely not that interesting.
Like that one dude, the guy that actually, like that was his job. He had, like, the warehouse shit going on.
Yep.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. I guess he was, like, putting the show on blast, because...
Oh,
he was catching on to the people that they were, that the producers were planting in the crowd.
Yeah.
So he was like trying to sue them or whatever because it was interfering with his business.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I'm perfectly fine with. I think he should absolutely be able to sue him, and I hope that he did or was able to sue him.
And now there's like three different Storage Wars spinoffs now.
Yeah.
Well, there's an actual spinoff, and then there's one on another channel that's just doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But it's like a Storage Wars Texas or whatever.
Yeah, I watched that one and the New York one. Both not recommend. I don't recommend them. they basically tried to do like, oh shit, everybody likes this formula of people. Let's keep going with that formula of people. No.
All Stars is not that bad either.
All Stars?
No, Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's back and forth.
I like it, but okay. I mean, you're like, how did you get that? Like, people show up, but like they're like, oh yeah, this guy's like, I got the Declaration of Independence. He's like,
oh, yeah,
yeah. It's Nicolas Cage.
I'll give you $10.
I can do it 20.
Yeah.
Gotta bring in
all my friends and all about all this crap. How do I know?
Bring my whole family in to get this thing checked out.
Yeah,
I like the history part of Storage Wars.
Yeah,
I don't like that they only do like three items the entire episode. What the son, the main dude, the main bald dude, he does one item, basically like one big item. Then the fucking kids do one, and then sometimes the old man does one.
Yeah, old man usually gets the old stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, I remember these.
I remember when this was new.
Yep.
They were a lot shinier back then.
As one and would less expect. Crap on them. Don't remember the crap Man, part.
Why is the stuff that comes in always covered in crap?
Is there poo outside? Is it raining poo? I haven't been outside in years.
It may well be.
It may very well be raining.
I wouldn't know.
Haven't been outside in years.
They don't let me take my dialysis machine outside.
It's in the back, bolted to the ground. Tried to lift it, couldn't.
Couldn't do it.
Old man. Don't know if you know this, but I'm pretty old, pretty frail. Couldn't do it. Yeah. Tried.
Craziest thing, couldn't do it.
And that's Pawn Stars.
Yes. Yes. Great show.
Another one. Another show that's good. To an extent.
To an extent.
And then it's even better. After that extent. I promise you that you will enjoy it.
I guarantee it.
Guarantee it. You know that guy sued that company?
Yeah. I can't remember why. But I heard he did.
Yeah. I think they screwed him out of some money that he was owed.
I'm going to get my money. I guarantee, I guarantee it.
I like that guy. I like his smile. He just seemed like a nice guy. But you know, it's like, man, you're getting paid to do this, so...
It better be nice.
You got to keep that in check.
You don't want to let it get to his head, you know, so you keep him in check by saying, you know, I know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen one of those commercials in a long time.
For what?
The Men's Warehouse.
Oh.
You're gonna like the way you look.
Says who? Karen fucking Tien. Fucking dare you to come in here.
Come in here. Come in here and leave ugly. I dare you.
Better like the way you look.
My job depends on it.
Please.
Please like this. The way you look.
Don't return it, man.
Threatening the pathetic and pleading.
Started out strong, just couldn't maintain
this. Fell apart immediately.
Come on, dude, I need this. You're killing me here.
Better like the way you look, please.
You know, just wear it for a while. Wear it for like 30 days or more. It'll grow on you, I promise. Just don't bring it back. Or Don't bring it back within those 30 days. It's fine.
Okay, God.
No, you look great. Go on, look at. Come on, hey, give me a pose. Go like this, huh? Good. Yeah, we're beautiful. We're beautiful. You're beautiful. Get out of here. Enjoy your new suit. Please.
Please.
Good guy. Go suing people for probably the right reason.
Maybe. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. None of us have read the article all the way through.
Well,
I hope he wins his suit. His suit,
I get it. That's really good.
What?
No. It's a closed joke.
Whatever.
Because he used to sell suits, and he's suing someone now.
That won't buy me. Just kidding. I got it.
It went right by.
Man, closed jokes, not for me. Don't get them.
Nope.
So we saw the Arma 3 trailer today.
We did.
Was it any good?
It looks good. It really does.
It looks good, but then you think about, oh man, I have no idea how to play that at all.
That's like the extreme one.
The only thing that I saw, I never watched the trailer, but I saw one of my buddies play one of the, what was it? The Light or whatever? I forgot what it was. When it was in beta, I guess.
Yeah.
The only thing I liked is when he was in one of the Humvees, it had like a little TV. And you could actually see what was behind the truck while you were driving and shit. Like, you didn't even need the rear view mirror or whatever. It was, I don't know. It was something. And I think that's the only thing that made me remember it. That's it. I didn't care for the game other than that.
There's a lot of cool things about it they showed in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had one guy, I guess... I don't know if he was locking onto this tank or laser painting it or just watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, he kept his crosshair over it, and then you see like some kind of UAV in the air, and it banks to the left or whatever, and as it banks, it fires a missile towards it, and then it goes back to the guy's viewpoint with the tank and the crosshairs, and you see the missile hit it.
Interesting.
I don't know, I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I have to watch it.
It's a sim, so it's going to be,
That's the thing. It's like, it looks cool. We should play it, but as soon as we play, we'd be lost. We wouldn't know how to play.
Yeah.
There's too many buttons.
Alex and I tried playing Arma 2.
And we would have if we knew how to advance the level.
Yeah. I played Arma 2. It did pretty good. It's some of the levels are pretty complicated. I don't know.
It was a little complicated. I watched a few videos on it.
Were they good?
Yes. From an Arma 2 point, yes, it was good. From my point, I guess so.
You had no clue what was going on, probably.
Some shit was real, is all I know.
Real.
Is one guy is with like two other dudes or three other dudes, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, I guess, on a patrol walk or whatever. Like, this thing is real. Like, you have to patrol.
Yeah.
And then one of them got fucking shot and died. And then everybody's scrambling for cover. They're all yelling at you. Do you see him? Do you see him? You have no idea where you're being shot at.
I think that's a good point for that game. Especially people who are into that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good to play it a couple times, but...
The question is, do you see yourself playing it?
That is the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it gets down to it, it's like you buy the game, you spend all this money on it, and then you play it for an hour, 2 hours, maybe three if you're really trying to learn. And then if it doesn't hook you, which it probably won't, because I know us. It's going to be poopy.
No, it doesn't interest me right now, so I don't see myself sticking to it. Like, I never did. The only reason I even got the other armor was freaking for Daisy.
Yeah, so. that's the whole reason that anybody's really talking about it anymore, I think.
Yeah.
Is that Daisy brought it back in the light, and now they're just like, okay, let's bring out another sweet game. Sweet.
Yeah. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, DayZ is what gave the Arma series awareness, I guess.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, Arma 2 is actually pretty cool.
It was.
And now DayZ is going to be a standalone.
Exactly. So why do we need Arma?
So why do we care about
Arma? I mean, it looks good. I'd like to try it. Like, I'd like to try co-op if there's any.
You tried it already. You tried DayZ. That's what it is.
No, dude. Arma 3.
But I'm just saying. It's probably the same shit. I obviously can't say anything, but...
That's why I'd like to try it. I'm not saying I'll buy it. I'm going to drop, like, fucking all the money in the world for it. I'd like to just try it.
That's a lot of money.
Damn, how'd you get so much money?
Shut up.
Whatever.
All right, Mr. Well, Millionaire.
I think he thinks he's better than us now that he has all this money.
Right?
Shit. Whatever. He can have all the money. Just buy us a building.
Yeah, I don't even want it.
Yeah, you do. Shut up.
Take it, Alex.
Don't lie.
Damn!
That's a fat lie, Terry.
Take your fucking money.
You would take it in an instant. You'd be like, listen, it's filthy money, but I don't care. I'm taking it. Does not even deny it.
You'll have to pry it from my cold, dead hands.
Listen, that's easy.
You'll be dead. We've already killed you.
Before you finish that sentence.
We've already killed you, then. We're good.
The worst.
Whatever.
I think we are far from the worst.
No, you're right there.
You can pay us not to kill you, but you said kill you, so we killed you.
Medal of Honor is $5.
That's too much.
Yeah, right? Is that like the first? Yeah, this is the first one.
That is the first one?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not a. What's the one that came out after that? With all the different nations?
Modern Warfare.
What? Wrong game.
Medal of Honor, Modern Warfare. That's right.
Modern Warfare Duty.
Modern Warfare Duty.
Black Ops Edition.
Field.
You got Modern Warfare 3 for $20. Is that the one where... I was trying to remember, because it was me, Adrian, and Jose at one time playing, I don't know what Call of Duty, but we were playing Kill Confirmed, and Jose was going fucking nuts.
Modern Warfare 2. That's 2.
No, because we were playing Kill Confirmed.
That's Modern Warfare 2. No, no, two, no, excuse me, one, the...
Black Ops 2.
No, not Black Ops 2.
Was it was Modern Warfare 3?
Is it 3?
I want to...
That was in 3, too.
Yeah,
I think it was 3, because I never played fucking Black Ops 2, I think.
There's a free weekend going on.
It was the one where we played with the other person, and, like, what was that? The girl.
It was a girl, yeah.
Yeah, whatever
her I remember name. There was a girl.
It was Modern Warfare 3.
It was 3. It was 3.
Introduced in 3 and featured in Black Ops 2 and then Black Ops Declassified and in Ghosts.
Yeah. I think... I don't know.
What's Black Ops Declassified?
It's the Vita.
PSVS Vita. Wow. That's funny.
Yeah, so finish your story. Go. What were
you
saying?
I was just trying to remember that. Because I was playing it today with Dwight, and I remembered that. And I was like, I don't think I've played Black Ops 2 with Adrian or Jose.
No, I don't.
Yes, I did play with you. That's right.
I might have.
Yeah, we got it. We got it together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. No, it wasn't me then. You guys had somebody donate it to you guys or something.
Yeah, and there's a free weekend going on right now. Whitey wants to play.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, listen, he told me.
He
lied to you.
Well, he said, he goes, there's a free weekend for Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do something with that.
Yeah. He said he was going to try to do something. He tweeted it out or something, apparently.
I don't mind playing with Whitey. Black Ops 2. It's been a while since I've played Call of Duty with Whitey.
Listen, I don't think the Call of Duty series is bad for a first-person shooter, for like close quarters and all stuff. I honestly think it's better than Battlefield for close quarters, but...
It's the solo play game.
It's the game you play when there's no one else around and you feel like playing
probably.
Online.
Probably. Yeah, that could be it, too.
It's when you can't play Battlefield.
Like, hands down, I still think it's... I really do think it's better for like close quarters and all stuff, because... Like when they like back in the day when they had announced close quarters for like Battlefield, I was like, what? it just completely threw me off, and I was like, okay, whatever. Like, why would I even play Battlefield then? Even though it still had like the same objectives, but it honestly didn't make sense to me. It's like they were trying something new to see if it would stick or something, and didn't appeal to me at all.
This is Call of Duty's the all right. Fuck your team. Go do your things.
That's not true, though.
It is.
No, it's not. It can be, but that's like if you play Kill Confirmed, it's another. That's another way.
if, you can kill someone and kill confirmed, and they'll drop the gold tags that you're supposed to pick up. Your teammate will kill you to pick up the tag, so he gets the points.
Kill fuck your teammate? Team. Your teammate can't kill you and kill confirmed.
Yes. Well, in hardcore, they can.
In hardcore, okay. Yeah. But, okay, whatever.
We usually only play hardcore now.
So they will fucking kill you.
Just that so doesn't you can make
pick up
sense. The tag
and pick up the 100 points.
That doesn't whatever. Then you know that's stupid.
Trust me, from experience, killing more than two people on your team is bad for you. You're not gonna get anywhere with that.
Fucking Dwight, friendly fire coming through.
It's the fact that they shoot me, or I killed one guy because I clicked my mouse button because I thought I had to skip through like a kill cam or something. Uh-huh. So I clicked it to speed it up, but I spawned at the exact same second I pulled the trigger. So did a teammate of mine in front of me, and I killed him.
Nice. That's okay.
So I thought, okay, well, that's a bit unorthodox, but that happened. And then another time, I was chasing a bad guy, and I was firing at him, and he ran around a corner. So I ran around the corner and was firing, and my teammate was there. I didn't see that he killed him, and then he kills me.
Oh.
Because he thought I was the bad guy because I was shooting at him. But I was awesome.
Yeah. It's not bad. I don't know. I'm not really too into Black Ops 2.
Nah, I don't care for that. It's been a while since.
It's just too futuristic for me. And
what?
Not familiar with any of the guns.
Futuristic. Hey, future. That's present.
No,
yeah,
it's like,
but what about the future part of it?
There's no future part of it. It's a lie. That's like false advertisement.
Damn, we should sue them.
I don't know. I like Modern Warfare 2 the best.
Modern Warfare, where it started.
Yeah,
it's good, but
listen,
I don't
even want to hear about that fucking sniping in the beginning of the freaking map, killing people, spawn killing people with noob tubes and all stuff. No, thank you. I remember that shit. Insert and Destroy.
Yeah, but that happened in a lot of versions. People would find the arc and then they would just tube over.
Yep, they would sit there and learn the fucking... That was stupid. Just to get that advantage.
That's when they added the, no new tube in the first, 5 seconds. And essentially they were like, nope, get out of there. But, whatever.
Yeah. I miss my... I don't miss any of your playing.
I know life that game, dude.
You're the worst when it comes to first person shooters.
Because I never saved you.
Exactly. Listen, you're
why never, didn't you save him?
He could never save
me. I always avenged him. Always.
Always. It was always
without a doubt. I would always avenge him. Like he'd get fucked, and I was like, let's do this.
Kill like five people. I'm like, Jose, fucking save me, and nope, die. And then he kills the guy that kills me. Fucking Jose.
Well, Jose.
Jose, you suck.
I was an Avenger.
The worst teammate ever.
Or the greatest Avenger ever.
Call of Duty has a way of bringing out the worst in people.
No, you.
I'm not gonna lie, I probably yell the most when I play Call of Duty. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
I don't have a problem with it. I've never had a problem with that. I know Alex is crazy. Alex is crazy.
The last bombs that get dropped when I play Call of Duty.
Alex dropped so many N-bombs and F-bombs. Holy shit, he just goes ham.
I can't play Call of Duty.
It just makes him a terrible person. At least Battlefield. Well, then again, Battlefield 2, man. Bad Company 2, man. We got to a point where we were just...
I didn't get mad at Battlefield.
I never got mad. Just, we were so vulgar. I couldn't, play that game, in the living room. I was like, yeah, suck his dick. It didn't. Yeah. Even when my door was closed, I was like, oh, man, I'm going to open this door. People are going to look at me different. Yup. suck five dicks.
You playing video games in there?
Come here. I'm going to suck your dick.
Oh, you're getting your dick sucked right now, bro. Stop that.
You guys are the worst.
The worst is when you have tears in your eyes and you pull my pants down and suck my dick.
Oh my god. I think I remember
Yeah, that's why you never let another man suck your dick.
But you know, Battlefield had its moments where everybody would see something amazing. Everybody would be like, "Oh!"
Yeah.
Well, there's so much shit going down. Like Battlefield has those moments where you're just walking down and a chopper just crashes in front of you. Like it's just, it's great.
Holy shit!
There's a lot of good things that you can though, especially if you get it recorded. Oh my god,
it was good times. I'm still hoping that this Call of Duty is going to be good. Like Ghost. A part of me hopes Ghost is good.
Yeah, me too.
Who's making this one?
Infinity
again.
New Infinity. So,
but it's like, are they doing the multiplayer too, like themselves?
Yeah,
because they didn't do it for Modern Warfare 3.
Because it was a fucking copy paste project.
I don't know. I know they did single player, but the multiplayer was by Sledgehammer Games or something.
Yeah, it was the guys that did Dead Space or some shit like that.
Wasn't really that good, and I was like,
You said Dead Space?
It's sad because Treyarch's like sort of getting it right, sort of like.
Treyarch went down though, because they did make good ones, or they're on like a hump, like they were the shitty ones because Infinity Ward made.
Infinity was the better ones.
And then they started going downhill and started making poopy ones, and then Treyarch took the reins. And they're like, all right, hey guys, remember when Call of Duty was good? And then now they're kind of going down. Infinity Ward might be coming back up since they got a whole new regime change.
It was a sad day, though, when it was like you had Call of Duty 4, and then it was like, World at War is out. And I was like, yeah. And then, like, I was so mad. World at War was a
piece of shit.
Still level 40. I gave up. I said, you know what? Nope, I'm good.
World at War was a piece of shit. It was all about, like, those tanks and all that crap.
Then Modern Warfare 2 came out, and I was like, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Not going to lie.
Like, Modern Warfare 2 is still good. I mean, Modern Warfare 2 is, like, I'm not going to lie, it's amazing, but I still think the first one's great. It's just my one little problem with Modern Warfare 2 is, like, really? Shotgun-sniper combo? I used it, but really? Was that... Or, like, just the sniper with the Kimbo pistols? The ones, those, like, three-burst ones? I forgot what they were called.
Was that Modern Warfare 2?
Yeah. Rafikas?
Yes. Like, that was so, like, really, with steady aim, you just sit there and just, I'm like, okay, cool.
It wasn't the Rafika.
The Rafika, the dual-wielded Rafika.
No. It was something else because I think I used it for a little bit.
It was the Rafika with three bursts, dude.
Yeah.
No. I dual-wielded them. Well, that's what I did. I dual-wielded them, and that shit like it was amazing.
Yeah. He's there right about the burst round.
Wasn't it Rafikas? Was it Modern Warfare 2 or was it another one? It was the pistol. It was the machine pistols
that you.
No. I don't remember.
The G18.
It might have been a different Modern Warfare. There was one that you had it. You can akimbo them, and you have to pull them out. The first time you pull them out, you have to, like unfolds them.
Oh yeah, no, that was. I know what you're talking about. That was in.
Was that
Black Ops?
Black Ops. That was Black Ops.
The first Black Ops. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then different.
Those were like submachine guns. I don't think.
Yeah, they were like machine pistols or something like that. But yeah,
they
had
a foldable stock that you had to pull out, and then
the first time, and those guns were fucking broken.
Yeah, those were broken as hell.
Those things were so accurate. And people would just crab, like, you know what, I don't fucking care. I don't play this game enough to fucking care.
You care.
This ain't even my only first-person shooter.
That shit was broken, though. But yeah, Modern Warfare 2 was probably definitely the Rafikas, though.
That's my only problem with it was just that, like, I wish they could have had modes where you, like, couldn't have that. The one-man army beast was hilarious, though.
Listen, it was me and
Every
Hobbit.
Every kid had one-man army.
Yeah,
it was the fucking one-man army.
It was that one map that was like the little map. It was like the Brazil map or whatever, and it was me and Hobbit just fucking running with like tactical knives around the whole map, just fucking killing people.
Oh, that's what you did on that map because you just like it was so close.
That was so you know how many people we made for each. What was it? It was like the sprint, the infinite sprint. I forgot what it was called, dude. It's been so long.
Marathon,
and then. Oh my god, I don't remember.
Lightweight?
I don't Was it lightweight?
Yeah, lightweight was the fast moving.
It was a bunch. It was just a
and
bunch.
And then, like, one of them, pro, like, both in Proto was like, you could climb faster, you'd, like, wouldn't take fall damage, you'd run for.
I think it was all that stuff. And you would just run around that map and just knife people, and they would just cry. It was sad and funny.
The tack knife was so stupid, man.
Fucking awesome, dude.
People with the tack knife, they'd have the fucking commando for the lunging.
Yep. That fucking Halo one. See, that's where, like, Modern Warfare 2 is like, yeah, that's where they fucked up. But, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, though. Modern Warfare had Juggernaut. So I can't be like, well, they did everything right.
Right.
But then again, I used topic power, so Juggernaut was never a big issue for me. And I always got headshots because fucking you had to with Juggernauts.
It doesn't matter because Juggernaut's still fucking.
I remember one time we revisited Modern Warfare 2. It was me, Jose, and Dwight. And as soon as the round started, Jose exploded. I don't think it was, what the fuck?
It's good times.
That's sadly something I'd say.
That's the shit I was talking
about, right?
He just exploded. It's like, all right, let's do this, Marines.
He was probably like, what the fuck? Like, always.
Sounds about right.
The first death. I was cracking up that day. I was like, that could have happened to any one of us, but I'm glad it was you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Not gonna deny it. Whatever.
How about that? Hmm? Fuck you.
Terry.
Yeah?
I'm probably one more fade away from 48.
About goddamn time.
We should do Arumville. Do it.
I'll do it. Well, let me get to like 48, like 70%, and then I'll do that one, because then I could be 49 getting out, and then I'll story.
I don't care. You do very well. That's the only dungeon I haven't done. And the Wanderer's Palace, too, actually.
But. Have you done that one, Terry?
Yeah, yes.
Or in Bale?
Yeah, I think that's the one where it's like the Marlboros and stuff.
The 47 one I skipped.
Oh, did you then? Yeah.
We can all go.
Yeah. Because supposedly, I think that one unlocks another dungeon. I don't remember. But whatever. Anyways.
I'd like to go back to Modern Warfare 2.
So then go ahead. Don't you have it?
It's like 20 bucks, dude.
You have it on Steam.
I think you have it on Steam, don't you?
Modern Warfare 2? No, I have Black Ops 2 and the first Modern Warfare. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind going back to Modern Warfare again. That was fun, dude.
We did that, right? You
and we did a stream. Like, I think, like, we played for a while, dude.
Spencer has it too.
I got banned from that server, remember? Because I was wrecking shopping.
why you was killing people with light?
They were pissed because I was awesome. I had an LMG. We were playing hardcore, and I would just stay behind walls and shoot through them. And it worked great.
They could have taken it.
That's kind of funny.
That was my hold the trigger to win or something, I think it was called.
Oh, that's the best kind.
Mm-hmm. So, it was easy. And then they couldn't take it. Couldn't take it. And I got booed by the admin.
Oh.
Then I stopped
being
playing.
Too
that's
good.
Like, that's
being
what
too
happened.
Good.
Then you know you're playing right. You know you're playing right when you get kicked.
That's why I stopped playing Battlefield 2. Got too good.
Whatever.
It's time to move on.
Yeah, it's time to move on. New game. New adventures.
That Battlefield, man. I still got to reserve it. Like, I've been so, like...
I still have to pay it off.
I think the fact that I'm going to, like, just digital download it is, like, the fact that I'm just kind of like, I'll reserve it, like, the day before.
Yeah. I have it reserved, but, like, I honestly...
I mean, I'm getting PC copies. I'm like, I don't need to go to GameStop to go get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what happened with this game.
I want the box.
Oh, because you need more shit in your fucking room.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually picked up... I reserved a copy of Watch Dogs on PC, and I was like, I made a mistake. I was like, I'm just going to download this. I might go switch it then, because I wouldn't mind. I mean, I think there's going to be some benefits for GameStop for Battlefield.
Yeah. There usually is, isn't there?
Yeah.
I'd have to see, then like really like make my decision.
Don't you get the, what is it called, the China Rising Pack or whatever?
You can get that with through Origin.
Like everything.
I think that's for just pre-ordering in general.
Yes.
But
pre-order in general is that plus the
yeah, they had a beta thing, access. They had a code for GameStop when you got the dog tags that you put into Origin or whatever, and it says whenever the reward becomes available, you'll get it. It doesn't say what it is though.
Interesting.
It says you dumb. And they banned you.
Damn. Oh,
what? You got banned again?
Man, getting banned left and right.
Stop getting banned.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay, then don't get banned.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Working my way up. So, anything else you guys want to talk about? Happened last week or so? Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out pretty soon.
I'm disappointed.
When the multiplayer comes out later.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't even have a PS3, so.
I don't even care.
You got time to save.
Yeah, no, you really do.
I really don't.
You really do, because what's the whole point of the game if the multiplayer is not even coming out?
I will vouch and say I do like the story, though, so.
I don't even think I've ever cared for the story.
I've always done it. Like, in 4, I beat it, so, like, I wouldn't mind picking up a copy to stream it. That'd be kind of fun to do, because I do love doing the story. I've enjoyed it.
I don't think you can do the story on stream. GTA 4, Rockstar doesn't allow people to post cinematics from single player.
Thanks, Second Mike.
Wow, what a piece of shit.
And I assume that they would carry that over to 5. So,
whatever. You can stream it.
I'll do a locked stream. Say I'm playing.
It's Final Fantasy all over again.
I learned a few tricks. Being in the police. Being in the Academy of the NDA.
The Academy of the NDA. I'd like to thank the Academy.
NDA will be all over you like flies on shit.
Unless, yeah, because Alex is the NDA, apparently.
I'm the inside man.
You want to see it too, so shut up.
He's going to be all up on that one.
Here comes 48. And 2.
Happy birthday.
1. D.
Happy birthday.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm not.
That's true. You're not 50.
Yep. Thank you.
God damn.
Wow, Jose can't win, can you?
Nope. He can win when
he gets. Oh my God, Dee Dee's up. Yes.
Oh, I'm going to go kill the lambs.
Kill the lambs. We're
back. We're back.
If you guys, I swear to God,
absolutely.
They say see temples kill lambs. I'm done. I'm logging out today. No 50.
Let's go, bro. Me and Terry are gonna go kill some lambs.
We got some lambs to kill.
Lambs to the slaughter.
People are killing them. Wait, hold on.
Yeah, whatever. That's their right.
This one guy's standing in front of it, like not doing a damn thing. He's like, I'm just gonna wait here. No, someone's killing lambs.
Yeah, fucking.
His name is Sister Fister.
He knows what he's doing.
You're just getting the shit.
His name is Sister.
And he's 50
Fister?
With his. I think he has his relic weapon too.
So if he has relic weapon, that would be a fucking troll for sure.
Yeah, he's got his relic weapon.
Oh, yeah. We played Cards Against Humanity the other day, right?
How'd that go?
That was fun as shit.
We gotta play, like, all of us.
They got a bunch more packs than they did before. Before it was just all of their default stuff, but man.
They have an anime pack, Adrian.
Oh, okay. Maybe we'll play.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Okay, then.
Convinced. Aside from the anime pack, there's just a whole whole bunch of other really fun stuff.
It's a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. We would too.
We were running Rooster Teeth and Game Grumps back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good stuff. It was that, and we found out a bunch of other ones too. It's good. It's good stuff.
We bought too many games.
You guys, you can tell me. Oh, next time you guys play.
Yeah, I want to know how to make our own packs. So if anybody out there knows how like these people are getting these custom packs, or even if we could just keep it private so we could play it, I want to know. Make a Team Mongoose pack.
Team Mongoose pack.
Full
Sell
of
it.
Stupid things.
$1 a card.
$1 a card.
Gotta make money off your own quotes, right?
That's true. That's true.
Maybe we'll let you guys make some.
Yeah, no, that'd be
play
great.
Play your cards, right?
But unless you guys got something else to talk about, we could go off and play some more video games. Get Jose to fidget
games this entire time.
Play yes. More video games. Taylor.
Not like this with this asshole over here. Kill a lamb.
Kill a lamb. Kill a lamb. Kill lambs, people.
Don't kill lambs.
Lamb chops. Play along.
Stay in.
He's got relic weapons, dude. Relic weapon paladin. He's over there killing lambs.
Say lamb chops.
Does he not want to raid anymore? Like, he's just fucking the server.
Well.
Adrian bringing back lamb chops to play along.
Yeah, you heard it.
I heard
it. You heard it? He fucking thought about that for a second.
Play along.
I forgot the song, but whatever. Never seen lamb chops play along.
Is wrong. That lamb chops from Mr. Rogers?
No.
Lamb no? chop was
the it
sock
was like
puppet.
The sock puppet, yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't Mr. Rogers, though.
You sure? He had a lamb chop.
He probably did, but it wasn't lamb chop, I believe. I'm pretty sure lamb chop had his own show.
Yeah, lamb chop had this like lady.
Yeah. It's a crazy lady, like the magical school bus lady. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's a looking bitch.
Yeah. I see it. This guy, I guess these people right here cosplayed as Mr. Rogers and that chick.
They getting it in.
Yeah, she's it. That's it right there.
He's got a beer.
Mr. Rogers, you're drunk.
Dude, that guy can get it.
Oh, my
interesting.
God.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's because he had puppets too, so I must have mixed them together. But yeah, I recognize the lamb chop. They always talked really weird because they would open their hands super big and they kind of close it weird. I'm like, bitch, that's not how a mouth moves. That's not how that works.
Yeah, that's good time.
Puppet police over here.
Puppet police, bro. As a kid, you gotta keep that in line, otherwise these adults just get carried away.
Their inner child comes out.
You gotta send them letters to let them know. Like, listen, dude, you gotta calm the fuck down. You're freaking me out right now.
Puppets.
I'm only 5, but shit.
Only 5, but shit.
I feel like I've seen some things.
It's real.
All right, everybody. I think that's a good place to end the podcast.
Lamb chops.
On lamb chops.
On lamb chop.
Go watch it. Best show ever.
Watch every episode. Report to us with an essay, and we'll totally read it.
I'll read it.
Yeah, I'll read it too. Terry's the worst.
It's going to be 6-page type, not double-spaced.
One side page.
Front and back.
Front and back.
Oh, there you go. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Force. We'll be right back.